From Polycast, the official podcast of a Appleton Civilization site at appleton.net. Cut. Snippets of what did not make it into the final episode for episode 6.
Well, I don't know. I think, what the hell's the new name of whatever he's calling himself now? I think he's been turned on for quite a while. Moving on.
Yes, quickly. Very quickly.
Run away from this topic of discussion. Let's see.
I wasn't sure what, what was of interest.
The yin eating cardboard is great. Mark. All right.
Dan.
Ready to go. I think we need to talk about improperly dated stock options.
That's not news.
No. It feels the heat and money scandal. Improprieties and incorrect measurements of dates and restated earnings. I mean, eh.
And there goes our few audience members. our few listeners.
Who do you hate being close to?
You. Oh, no, wait.
Dan.
I ripped the heart right out of the show.
So the CD copy protection actually might be interesting. I don't know. And so I can make fun of people, but... Losers, get another CD drive. Activision announces the end of CDP. We could probably save that for, I guess, when... Well, I guess it's... I mean, that happened on 20th. We can do it the next time. I guess Wooter has played some CTV.
Yes.
So maybe you can say that for that.
The temporary server move, it's kind of like the implementation of taxes, which were temporary, because the temporary server move turned into something more permanent.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, because that's when we left the GameStat server temporarily because there were technical problems, and then after we temporarily moved, without warning,
moved.
The GameStat server went away without warning.
Oops.
Fortunately, we were already off of it.
Yeah.
And so then it was like,
Where did the forums go? gaming-related topic, which is not Civ-related, but it's kind of funny anyway. Apparently a kid bought, you know, Madden NFL 2007 for the Xbox 360 and found porn in it.
The gay porn.
All right. Civ 5, now with more porn. Mm-hmm.
Where it's always tropical.
Tropical?
I don't know where I was going with that.
No,
but
I don't.
What?
Okay, glorious. Now who's getting off on things, huh?
Now who's getting all what?
Now who's getting off on things.
Oh, well, I thought you said, you know, fondling, so I guess it was...
Oh, hey, this is a family
I was like,
podcast.
What? Since when? What kind of family?
We're one big, giant, happy family. Who has a deadbeat father and Wooter? He never shows up. Well, then again, he did show up last time, didn't he? Well, I took the day off.
Yes, exactly, so...
Well, I guess he can direct all the emails to me. You're not laying on a couch, are you?
No.
Tell me your problem. How did your mother treat you?
Tell me about your problems. That sounds like Dr. Spatzo. You're not Dr. Spatzo.
Thing is,
are you laughing because you know what I'm talking about, or?
No, but does he give you lollipops?
Stop channeling whatever it is you're channeling.
I don't know what I'm channeling.
Now I have to do it aside because you don't know what Dr. Spatzo is. Have a look on Wikipedia. Not right now, but on Wikipedia it was a program that came with certain Sound Blaster cards. I think with Creative Labs, and that was trying to show off just how advanced the sound was, so you didn't have to listen to PC sound anymore.
Yeah.
And it was a very simple sort of psychiatrist program where you asked the person questions, and depending upon keywords and tone punctuation, he would try to help you out.
Oh.
But Anyway.
A lot of programs don't have, you know, I guess can't do it in 64-bit processing. And where would I be without my Civ 4 and World of Warcraft? Damn, I won't give it up.
Oh, you've changed your ringtone since the last time it interrupted one of these things, huh?
Well, no, that's just someone else.
Oh, you've got the ringtones for the different people calling.
Yes. See, I got the dual core, I got different ringtones for different people.
We also learn from hot coffee.
Oh yes, yeah, so, oh, ooh. Hey.
Ooh.
Hey, but moving on. Well, Dan thinks about the hot coffee.
You're the one still talking about it, so...
Shh. Don't point it out.
Let's listen to him talk to himself.
Oh, Emron cast. Oh. Yay! Dan's like, oh my god, I didn't even think of that.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
I've created a monster.
Monsters. Yes, of course, Dan is not making any money from these games, so he can say that.
Yeah, just don't do like this one title I heard about. I forget it right now, but essentially you buy the gaming environment. I think it's a race game or something like that, and it's like $70 or $80, and then if you want to purchase the cars for it, it's like $5 or, you know, $1, $2, $3, $5 or something, and they're like 70 or 80 cars. So, just don't do that for Civ. Like, Civ, the peaceful version. What? You want to attack your enemy? Please buy the Attack Your Enemy expansion pack. Don't do that.
No.
That would be evil.
Well...
But you know what I...
Yes, but, that would be evil.
Which may fit my profile, so I've heard...
Oh, the evilness.
The finest 4X space strategy sim ever released, I think, sums up their view perfectly.
That was the finest 4X space strategy sim ever released.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Isn't that what I said? Did I quote it correctly?
I think you said 4X strategy game, if I recall correctly. And I was going to say, you demean Civ this
one. Uh-oh. Lawsuit.
Oh. Come to think of it,
I guess we're the Apolton Galactic Civilization site now.
Oh no.
Yeah.
They own you. Well, it's soon enough with all of our with everything that's going on with our change in ownership.
That's true.
I'm just doing a quick look here. We don't have to keep this in our thing, but I'm just looking at the platform wars for GameSpot just to see if they have, or the genre wars for GameSpot just to see if they have a TDS thing as well. Let's see. A shooter? No. Let's see. Best TBS. Best. Do they not have a best strategy? Oh, the best strategy game. Well, so Galactic Civilizations 2 was nominated for best strategy game for GameSpot. Best of 2006, but unfortunately it lost to Company of Heroes because they combined turn-based and real-time strategy together. Galactic Civilizations did get nominated. You know, who knows, if it didn't get combined with the real-time strategy game, it probably would have won, because it looks like it's the only turn-based strategy game in the nominees. So,
David versus Goliath.
Indeed. So good for you.
It was an honor just to be nominated, say the losers.
Oh. You. Now they're all sad. Look what you've done.
Like they weren't sad before.
Wow.
Otherwise they would have won. No way.
Should we do?
Well, but who do you hate being close to? I don't know why I put that one in.
Dan, no.
I said I don't know why I put it in there. I was admitting my fault, okay? It's part of my New Year resolution. Okay. Don't bring me down, man.
Don't bring me down.
That sounds like a song.
Yeah, it was an 80s song.
Was it?
I believe so.
Oh.
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 Shall we do the research lab, or shall we wait? Well, we should wait, I think.
Yeah, because I really didn't have a lot to say about it on top of it, because, first of all, the thread really isn't that large at this point, and after reading it, I didn't have any ideas. I was like, I need something more to respond to. Favorite Civ 4 legal civic, and isn't it actually amusing that the last time we talked about the favorite government civic was episode 4, which was just you and I.
Hey!
Nobody wants to talk about their civics.
Did I say anything worthwhile? I don't know. I just came here because I wanted to invade the forum and tell all the CTP people that their game was going to suck.
Or that their off-topic forum was not as good as Civ 2's.
Well, no, because I was in the CTP off-topic trolling them. And then you combine both of them, and I was like, who are all these other people? Who is this person? Who is this?
Who's in arranged marriage.
Yes, apparently. I was like, there's new people here. I guess I'll have more people to troll about communism. Yeah, that's when Marcos almost booted me off the site. Oh, the memories. Back when...
Marcos, you had your chance and you didn't take it.
And he's ruining the day ever since.
No.
Back when me and... invaded the forums. Which he would later do to another one, which resulted in a much worse result.
I can start it if you like.
Go ahead.
Alright. I'll start while Imran reads about what the heck I'm talking about.
Yes. Off topic? That's not in the off topic. What are you doing to me, Dan?
Yes, I know you wanted to talk about the bra stopping the bullet story, but...
Yes, that's far more important.
That makes sense. It's kind of like the procrastinator's convention. Delay it till tomorrow. Right? And a quick shout-out to all the people who didn't believe in us. We're still here.
I wonder who you're talking about.
I don't know.
And that was your podcast.
Copyright 2007, a Bolton Civilization site at apolton.net.